the readings of Wednesday of the third week of the Holy 50. May its blessings be with us all. Amen. The Vespers Psalm and Gospel. A Psalm of David. Awake, why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise, do not cast us off forever. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. So Jesus stood still and called them and said, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Matin Psalm and Gospel. A Psalm of David. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Pauline Epistle to the Romans. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves. We show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the First Epistle of St. John. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. Do not love the world or the things in the world shall pass away in all its desires, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
The Acts of our Fathers the Apostles. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own. But they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of land or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet. And they distributed to each as anyone had need. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
A Psalm of David. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. And he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.